Greetings, friends, and welcome to part three and the final message on our sermon series titled Courage. Now, some of you are probably wondering, why does Pastor Brenda have that t-shirt on? Well, this t-shirt is tied to our final message today. And so I just want to let you know you'll fully get an understanding of why this is a symbol of courage. But let's just take a moment and go back, because Pastor Andrew began this series using 1 Chronicles 28:20 as the foundation for his message of courage is a byproduct of faith. He also shared with us that courage is a response to fear, the ability to do something that frightens you, such as a fear of heights or public speaking. Or maybe you're like myself and have a fear of snakes. Other forms of fear are that of uncertainty, change, or even the safety of one's family. He also shared with us how during these times we are called to remember three things. They are God's presence, to have faith, and to remember to have and show love. Pastor Andrew also reminded us that very often people confuse and misuse the words fear and anxiety. For fear is meant to alarm us to harm or potential harm, whereas anxiety is meant to allow us and alarm us to pay attention to a situation where we or there might be outcomes or circumstances we don't like. In short, friends, fear is designed to be like a siren sounding an alarm, and anxiety is designed to be a warning light. However the case, God is still our provider, and God is still present with us, even in the midst of our fears. And because of that, and because we know God is with us, we are then called to action. We are called, friends, to often trust in God. And that is evidence, as I said earlier, through the scripture that Pastor Andrew shared, coming from the first book of Chronicles, the 28th chapter, the 20th verse, when King David said further to his son Solomon, "Be strong and of good courage and act. Do not be afraid or dismayed, for the Lord my God is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the house of the Lord is finished." For if we remember, King David is the father of Solomon. And while King David wanted to build a temple to God, God did not want King David to build it, but he wanted Solomon to build it. And Solomon was afraid of such a large request. On last Sunday, we learned through the message titled, "Courage is an Action, Not a Feeling." And Pastor Andrew also shared with us that courage also allows us to take a series of actionable steps and not to get stuck in our fears, but move past fear to conversations and analyses and additional things. Such is the case when Pastor Andrew used the passage from 2 Chronicles, the 32nd chapter, the 1st through the 8th verses, as well as verses 22 and 23. And in there, we saw that King Hezekiah was speaking to the people because they had gotten word that they were going to be attacked by King Sennacherib of Assyria. For Judah, this was of great concern because they had a small army compared to their enemy's army. And yet, out of concern and fear, King Hezekiah realized that he needed to move into a place of action, and he began to take action steps to ensure victory over the enemy. And so it says, starting in verse 4, that a great many people were gathered, and they stopped all the springs and the wadi that flowed through the land, saying, why should the Assyrian kings come and find water in abundance? Hezekiah set out resolutely and built up the entire wall that had been broken down and raised towers on it. And outside it, he built another wall. And he also strengthened the Milo in the city of David and made weapons and shields in abundance. He appointed combat commanders over the people and gathered them together to him in the square at the gate of the city and spoke encouragingly to them. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed before the king of Assyria and all the herd that is with him. For there is one greater with us than with him. With him is an army of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. The people were encouraged by the words of King Hezekiah, the king of Judah. It went on to say in verse 22 and 23, so the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of the king of Assyria and from the hand of all his enemies. He gave them rest on every side. Many brought gifts to the Lord in Jerusalem and precious things to King Hezekiah of Judah, so that he was exalted in the sight of all nations from that time on. When King Hezekiah took the position of moving into action, he was able to not only encourage the people, but he was able to lead the people to move beyond fear, to move into a place of recognition that God is present with us wherever we may find ourselves. And that through our faith in God, we are able to face those challenges head on. And when we love each other enough to come together and work together, the outcome is that of love as shown through God's continued presence and support and provision with and for us. And so today, I invite you to journey with me as we continue our final topic of this series. With courage, it's uncertain days, but certain endings. Friends, and the big idea behind this particular theme is found in God's word. For God has shown us through scriptures that there will be times of uncertainty, and yet the endings are not uncertain. God makes plans for us, and even though God has plans for us, we know that God does not always share all of his plans with us. Courage, my friends, is a part of our growth process, a part of our maturity in God and our Christian journey. Paul, in his words to the church in Philippi, wrote these words that are located in the first chapter of the Philippians and begins with the third verse. And I will read verses 3-6, and then I will read his prayer, which is contained in verses 9-11. Hear these words. I thank my God every time I remember you, consistently praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight, to help you to determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. We know that God has plans for us. And as I said previously, some of these plans are known and some are not known, but we know that with our trust and our faith in God, God will provide and God will see it through. If we remember the story of David way before he became a king, he was among the people of Israel who were being attacked by Goliath. And while the mighty armies could not figure out what to do to defeat this giant, David took what he had, stepped out on faith, believing that God would be with him to see this thing through. He took his slingshot and he gathered 5 smooth stones. And he took one and he aimed it at the giant, striking the giant at a very critical place in his head that killed him on the spot. David moved beyond fear to a place of action and put his trust in God to do what he felt needed to be done to save his people. I too know what it's like to have God impart a plan to you and not know all of the particulars, and yet you call to trust in God. And that's the reason that I wear this t-shirt. For God had given to me through a dream, a vision, if you will, of how to unite our churches in the immediate community, as well as some of our community organizations, to provide a positive launching pad, if you will, for the youth and children in our immediate community as they were about to end their school year and begin their summer vacations. We knew that idle minds were often seen as being the devil's workshop. And we believe that God would provide for them the positivity as well as connections to other positive people to help them make it through that time. This plan was a 3-day crusade. I went to my senior pastor, shared with him what I believed God was calling me to do. I didn't have the resources. I wasn't sure of all the people who would be a part of it. I didn't have a line in the budget. I didn't have a restricted funds account to pull monies from. As I tell people, I didn't have a dime to my name. But I had what God had imparted to me, and I believe that God would see it until it was done. Church, I want you to know that God provided resources once I took steps of having conversations with other pastors in our immediate community and their youth leaders. They were in agreement and they committed to having people to join in the preparation as well as resources and speaking with community organizations. They helped us to get a grant to be able to provide additional resources. And we were able to live out the scripture that was the foundation for this in Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they grow old, they shall not depart from it, but they will return. And God allowed us to do this. It started out with 3 churches and 2 community organizations. And we had a weekend that kicked off on a Friday night with a joy night and a Saturday like none other. We had marching bands from across the city to come and join the youth from the various churches as we marched through the community, making our statement known that God is with us and God is with our young people. And we believe if we give them what they need, God would help them through the summer times. And we ended out with a Sunday service with young people leading the service, singing, and our theme was 99 and a half won't do. And we had over 100 young people to join in worship services, some Methodist, some Baptist, some Catholic, but we came together. Church, believe me, it took courage to take and not only to move beyond fear of what couldn't be done, but it took courage for me to say to others that God had given me this dream, this vision, this plan. And yet, while I was uncertain of how things were going to turn out, one thing I was certain of was that if God had given it to me, God would see it to its completion and God would be there present with me. As long as I trusted God, as long as I kept anchored in my faith, and as long as I continue to not only love God, but to love God's people. I believe that if we truly have courage and we truly put our faith in God, then we know, as Paul gives us in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, starting at the 28th verse, that we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. For we understand that if God is for us, who can be against us? If God is truly our Lord and Savior, then who can separate us from the love of God? The Word tells us that neither life nor death, hardship or distress, famine or nakedness or peril or sword. No. In all these things, none of them can separate us from the love of God. Church, I believe that as we continue to put these lessons together, to realize that that courage is a call of our faith being put into action, that courage is a byproduct of our faith, that we are called to move from a place of fear and move to a place of putting things in place and understanding, while things may still seem uncertain, we have the certainty in the assurance of our God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whom we recognize today as the Lord of our lives, who reigns over the earth, and who is still here as the greatest example of all. My question to you is, now what are you going to do? Are you going to be courageous? Amen and amen. Please join me in a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you, God, that through your word found in scripture, that you reassure us and remind us that you are always with us. That, God, the plans that you have for us are great and mighty plans for the furtherance of your kingdom. And while it may seem like there is some uncertainty, we still are anchored in the certainty of your provision and plans for us, and that all things continue to work together for good. And we thank you for Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, for the words and the graciousness that he left us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. God bless you. May God keep you, and happy Thanksgiving to you all.